probably not. If you've been around the Buddhism for a while, you've probably already got this. We're going to do kind of a lightly guided to meditation. And we're going to start with what's called... Yeah?
Can you call
you back? Oh, yeah. Sure. Start with a what's called four-stage meditation technique. Do you remember that, anyone? How to do it? I want to start off by saying right away, this meditation should never be strenuous. This is very important. This is why most people don't like meditation, right? It's because it's too much work. It's too hard to just sit there. Well, that's like saying I don't want to go to sleep because sleeping is so difficult. It takes so much work. No, well, maybe if you have that insomnia thing or whatever it's called. No, your meditation should be effortless. So in this technique that I'm going to tell you, yes, it's going to look like it's going to maybe seem complicated, but just relax. The idea is it's going to focus on the breathing. The first stage is we breathe in deep to fill the lungs, but we're not going to go like we're about ready to jump into a pool of water. You want to steadily breathe in to fill the lungs. I'm exaggerating so that you can kind of hear. And you're gonna count how long it takes from the start of breathing in to when your lungs are filled. Maybe it's a count of 5, a count of 10. It's up to you how fast you count. But you're gonna count in your mind. Okay, so that's a count of 5. Then you're going to hold your breath for the exact same count. So if it's a count of 5, you breathe in and hold it for the same exact count. And that's stage 2. Stage 3, you're going to breathe out all of that air, emptying the lungs completely, or the best that you can, in the same amount of count. Then for the same amount of count, stage 4, is you're going to hold the empty lungs for the same amount of count. Everybody get that? So the whole cycle, which is in 4 stages, and we actually call that one breath. So when the Buddha says, when one breathes in and the breathes out, he's talking about the stage 1 and stage 3. The stage 2 and 4 are implied. But that's considered one breath. That 4 stage. So we're going to do this a little bit. You can kind of adjust. You know, some people, they breathe in too much. And then when they try to breathe out, like, they run out of air in the amount of their count. So, you know, make the adjustments. Don't get too uptight about it. Just make the adjustments so that everything is nice and even. How fast you breathe in and out and the holding and all of that. Get a good count. And just sit in that, doing those breaths for a little bit. And at a certain point, I will say, now, just relax into the breathing. Which means, because if you're doing this right, you're going to be so focused on the breath. Coming in, holding, going out, holding. Your mind will be pretty sharp. If not, that's okay, but this is how you get your mind very sharp. Then, certain point, I'll say, now relax into the breath, which means you let go of the counting and you let go of the structured system of breathing. And you're just going to gently watch the flow of breathing. You're just going to now pay attention to the outer and inner breath. And just relax in it. Okay? No stress, no effort. If you're stressing and doing effort, you're doing it wrong. And just go, scratch that, I'm starting over. And then just start over. You can let your body relax, but try to keep your spine straight. Okay? Alright. If you'd play the block three times slow for me, and we'll go ahead and start. So a breath in. Hold. Breathing out the same amount of time. We hold that. Breathing in again. And we hold that. Breathing out the same amount of time. Expelling all the air from the lungs. Never mind the little panic feel of holding the empty lungs. It'll subside on its own. And just continue in this cycle, whichever fits you the best. Try not to breathe in and out too quickly. Find your own rhythm. Allow the tension in your body to relax. Allow everything to become gentle, like the wave of the sea. Breath comes in like the tide and dissolves back into the sea. Let your arms and shoulders, chest, stomach, legs, all relax and dissolve into the sea of the tide of the breath. Have a soft, gentle, but fluid cycle or rhythm. You can just quietly let go of the counting. Allow the wave of the sea and the dissolve of the sea, the peace of that, just gently course through your mind and the body. Now just relax into the breath and let the cycle go completely natural. And just remain calm and relaxed in the cycle, the natural cycle of the breath. How is it? Gentle? Your meditation should be rather gentle when you're doing this kind of a practice. It's also the method that you can use, although don't do this exclusively, but this is also what you can do in order to calm the mind. When you're stressed out or something like this, this is what you can use to I guess the parlance of our times is to center yourself, right? We use this meditation practice, this technique for this. Your meditations at home, you want to keep very soft and gentle. We're not doing crazy, wrathful meditation or any of that kind of stuff. It's not strenuous like a asana or something like that. And this is also the phrase sitting in the ashram of meditation.
Asana
of meditation. This is the asana. So you're in the form, but the mind is in this form also. That's what this means. So the meditation asana, to hold the body, but then also to get the mind to unite with breath. That four-stage meditation is very important practice. That's not something that I made up. I mean, it comes from the Chan masters. That is a very, very traditional technique. And is used to get you into... It's actually, if you've heard the term shamatha meditation, that's a shamatha meditation. It prepares the mind for the vipassana meditation, which is where you allow the consciousness to, or the awareness to expand out beyond just breath. But keep it very gentle. And then when you come out of your meditations at home, you should feel good, right? Does anybody feel good after that meditation? That's what we're trying to get to. And it's not entirely about the feeling good. That's just a byproduct of doing it properly. So let's dedicate this practice today.